Malcolm Turnbull did leave the door open this week for a full-cycle nuclear industry to be developed in Australia. Any decision would be made after, or well after, you'd think, the South Australian Royal Commission into the nuclear fuel cycle when it reports back middle of next year. If it gets the green light, uranium mined in that state could be processed and converted into fuel rods, which could then be sold for use in reactors overseas. The used rods then could be returned to Australia for safe storage underground. That was the cycle that Malcolm Turnbull was talking about. It's not the first time this idea's come up. The Howard government suggested spent fuel rods from overseas could be stored in South Australia, but after a bitter public backlash, it abandoned that idea. The most passionate advocate of a fully developed nuclear industry is South Australian Liberal Senator Sean Edwards. Senator Edwards, welcome to breakfast.
Oh, good to be with you, Fran. Great.
The Prime Minister commended South Australian Labor Premier Jay Weatherill for setting up the Royal Commission into the nuclear industry. What outcome do you want to see from this Royal Commission?
Well, I'm heartened that the Royal Commission is going ahead. It's got a great deal of credibility, and I'm enjoying watching the testimony that's been given here recently, and it's a full and thorough process. So the outcome I'm looking for is obviously one which embraces a nuclear future. It provides high-paying jobs for generations, which, you know, is abundantly clear that they're not subsidised, and we certainly need some industry here in South Australia.
What would it look like, though? Because there have been, you know, hard-fought protests in South Australia for years over, you know, uranium exports from Roxby Downs. That was a big political issue for a long time. Do you think there's an appetite in South Australia amongst the citizens of South Australia for a nuclear industry?
Yeah, look, I think that's the 180-degree turnaround that I'm seeing. There's a great deal of support here. Very few people. My submission to the Royal Commission has been in since the 3rd of August, and overwhelmingly it's been supported through industry and the community here. There's been very, very few people come and talk to me about why they don't think that a presence in the nuclear fuel cycle is not compelling. And certainly with what I'm proposing, with taking custody of spent fuel rods and reprocessing, then we're actually doing the environment and the world a favour.
You, what you're proposing has been modelled. Financial modelling has been done, I think, by Ernst & Young on the costs and benefits of a nuclear industry for the Royal Commission. And I think you've done your own modelling too. What kind of benefit, cost benefit, does your modelling show with that kind of cycle that you just talked about there?
Yeah, look, I spoke about the need for supplanting the $4.4 billion worth of state taxes and rising. I also speak about the at the centre of any burgeoning economy is low energy prices. And, you know, unfortunately here in South Australia, we've had rising state taxes and we've had rising power prices. It's hardly an attractive combination to attract industry to this state. So I'm looking to turn that on its head and turn that around so we'll supply low or even no cost energy, save the poles and wire costs, and to try and rid us of payroll tax and all these other debilitating taxes which just take from us all the time.
So, Senator, sorry to interrupt, is that your major pitch, that having a low-cost energy supply from nuclear energy would attract and build the economy? It's not the actual research and development and itself and operating of the industry.
Well, that will come with it. But this is the major benefit from it. This is an economic model which flows from low cost energy. North America has reinvigorated itself over the last 6 years with cheap shale gas.
There's a lot of sun in South Australia. Couldn't you do it with low cost solar energy?
It's all subsidised by the taxpayer. This model is not subsidised at all. It stands on its own. This has got a lot of international support. The capital for it could be provided from its customers. It's a compelling model. I recommend it to you.
And how is it compelling on an economic sense in terms of the development of the industry? Because traditionally, unlike the solar industry, for instance, which is rapidly evolving, the nuclear industry has moved slowly. And people would always say, oh, it's 5, 10, 15 years off before it's feasible.
You're quite right, because that has come about through a lack of political commitment. And what we're seeing in South Australia is a focus from all sides of the political spectrum on this. And when you get a commitment like that, one which we've never seen in the time that we've had a government here in this state, When you get a commitment like that, you can actually get some accelerating policies which will put the regulation in place which will allow it.
It's 11 minutes to 8. Our guest is South Australian Liberal Senator Sean Edwards. So, Senator, you're actually proposing something, a big step further than the Prime Minister has spoken out when he talked this week about development of fuel rods, export of fuel rods, and then bringing them back for installation storage here in Australia. You're talking about nuclear reactors.
I'm talking about closing the fuel cycle. I'm talking about we mine it, we dig it up, we use it. We use it. We use it in medical. We use it at Lucas Heights. We have a reactor 43 kilometres from the CBD of Sydney.
Yeah, but you're talking about something different than that, aren't you?
Those reactors we're talking about very, very, very highly advanced machines which are supremely safe and developed. Now, everybody talks about reactors, can be somewhat negative, but the ones that I've been in, and I've been in nuclear reactors all around the world, and I've been in the one at Lucas Heights, they are demonstrably safe. So I'm looking at closing out the fuel cycle. You know, the processing, that can be done anywhere. You can turn it into fuel, but I'm talking about once these Generation 3, the old technology reactors, the spent fuel rods are used, we can bring them back to Australia. We can bring them back to South Australia. We can reprocess. The technical term is pyroprocessing, and we can turn that into fuel, recapture about 95 to 97% more value out of those fuel rods under Generation 4, and turn out very, very, very inexpensive power.
Senator Sean Edwards, thank you very much for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Fran. Thank you.
Senator Sean Edwards, a Liberal Senator for South Australia, kickstarting the nuclear energy debate again, big time, talking about nuclear reactors in South Australia.